The lesson this morning is entitled, Happiness, a Constant Search. It is right, it meets God's approval to be happy. As the Bible emphasizes, those that can love life and see good days. 1 Peter 3 and verse 10. We can rejoice evermore. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 16. Saints have happiness. Others hurry about searching. Few worldly people find it or keep it. Proverbs 14:13 reads, even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that, mirth is heaviness. People have tried many ways to achieve happiness, such as power of authority over others. Biographies show this is not the answer. Hitler, Stalin, Alexander the Great, many modern political and financial power brokers as examples. Experience and revelation show it does not last. Jeremiah 9:23 reads, thus saith the Lord, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. People have tried many ways to achieve happiness, such as pleasures of the world. The shadow of pleasure becomes a dry cistern, a living death. 1 Peter 5:6 reads, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Pleasures of the world must be rejected. The Bible says that those who are traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away, 2 Timothy 3, verses 4 and 5. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity, Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 6. The English poet Lord Byron lived a life of tremendous pleasure, but at age 37 he wrote, the worm, the canker, and the grief are mine alone. People have tried many ways to achieve happiness, such as wealth and material possessions. These are right if they are used properly. The Bible says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life, reads 1 Timothy 6, 17 through 19. But if we depend on getting more, it surely will turn into wanting more. Jesus spoke a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Reads Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 21. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is vanity, Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 10. Multi-millionaire Jay Gould, when dying, said, I suppose I'm the most miserable man on earth. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Reads 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Jeremiah 9 and verse 23. People have tried many ways to achieve happiness, such as knowledge and advancement in education. It is possible to spend many years and much money in this endeavor. But the Bible says the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Reads 1 Corinthians 3, verses 19 and 20. Knowledge and advancement in education can bring unhappiness, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Jeremiah 9 and verse 23. Voltaire's misguided studies led him to infidelity. Near the end of his life, he wrote, I wished I had never been born. People have tried many ways to achieve happiness, such as popularity and fame. History shows that it does not last. The psalmist said, Be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Psalms 49, verses 16 and 17. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. 1 Peter 1 and verse 24. Popularity and fame can cause ugly pride. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12 and verse 3. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16 and verse 18. People have tried many ways to achieve happiness, such as health and vitality. Some spend time, money, and energy to get it and keep it. Yet it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9 and verse 27. David said, Truly as the Lord liveth and as our soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. 1 Samuel 20 and verse 3. Health and vitality is a wonderful blessing, but bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, 1 Timothy 4:8. We should use health and strength for righteous living. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 20. So we wonder, where is happiness to be found? Not in any of the above or anything related. Solomon said, I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit. And there was no profit under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes 2, verses 1 through 11. The true answer on where happiness is to be found is in Christ, where one gains true joy and blessedness, living as God designed life to be lived. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye ye that are upright in heart, read Psalms 32 and verse 11. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new, read 2 Corinthians 5:17. In the Lord we have power. For God hath not given unto us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, James 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5 and verse 16. In the Lord we have pleasure. Psalm 16 and verse 11 reads, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, reads 1 Peter 1:8. In the Lord we have wealth. 2 Corinthians 8:9 reads, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And Romans 8 verse 17 says, If children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. In the Lord we have knowledge. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9 and verse 24. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1 and verse 9. In the Lord we have fame known by God. Luke 12 and verse 6 and 7 reads, Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are numbered. Fear not therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. And in the Lord we have fame known by the godly. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 8. In the Lord we have health, spiritual, mental, and physical health. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 reads, The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 3 John 1 and verse 2 reads, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In conclusion, if you're not truly happy, begin now to serve with determination to see it through. Concerning the Ethiopian eunuch, the Bible says that Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. That is, Philip baptized the eunuch. And then when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8, 35 through 39. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17. Paul said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8. The only time assured is the present. So why tarriest thou? That is, why wait? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. If ye have need, please come as together we stand and sing.